Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bert Breer is with us in studio. That does not mean that we will stay away from the Red Sox calls over the next couple of hours, because I know there were a lot of them coming in. What do you make of this Red Sox scandal, Bert, as a football guy?
They came down on the Astros really hard. It's weird because I can't think of many examples in football where someone did something, went somewhere else, and they got fired, right? Like, we've seen it in college a lot, I feel like. Like where
Bobby Petrino?
There'll be an investigation at one school,
yeah,
and then that person will have been fired or moved on or whatever to another school.
Lane Kiffin,
and then like the findings will come out. Like, I can't remember like a case where it's like somebody somewhere else and then that other place fires the guy. I just thought it was.
But this is also where they're at the next stop and they're also dabbling in the same activities.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And they know they're about to get hit on that front too. And the only reason that this person hasn't been punished already by the league is they're still waiting to close out the investigation on the activities he did with his current team.
Yeah.
So that's part of it.
Who's the guy who was at Michigan State, Georgia Tech, ends up going to Tennessee, cheated on his resume or something, they end up firing him?
Oh, George O'Leary. No, he went to Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, I'm sorry.
Went to Notre Dame.
That's it.
He had lied that he was, I think he went to UNH,
but he didn't graduate?
And then he listed that he was a graduate, and they found out, like somebody found out online. It was another one of these, like, you know, some fan investigation or whatever.
Fan investigation.
Yeah.
Yes.
And is probably a fan who maybe didn't like the hire. And so that fan got his way. And I think Ty Willingham wound up getting the job, right?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Then Charlie got it after Ty. Right. And Charlie won with Ty's guys. Yeah.
Ben and Brewster's been hanging on, so I do want to get to his call. Hey, Ben.
How you doing?
Hey, Ben. Go ahead.
Good. How are you?
Hi, Ben.
Great. Go ahead.
I was just wondering what you thought maybe with the scandal and turmoil that's going on with the Red Sox, how that's going to impact Mookie Betts' decision to possibly re-sign with the team, because obviously he had his best season under Alex Cora. I will hang up and listen to your thoughts.
Okay.
I think the guy's down on my player. He's going to get paid regardless. I think this may put more pressure on the Red Sox to let's do a do-good here. Let's get this damn deal done.
That's how I look at this.
Like, you may, like, gun to the head. Shoot, we gotta break the bank for Mookie. We got to do something. Veritech and Mookie. Let's go. Let's fix this.
So how does it impact Mookie Betts' view of the team? I don't know. I don't know how much that's really going to impact him. So if they wipe out draft picks, he's going to think that, oh, the team's going to be bad because of that. I doubt a current player is going to feel that way. So I wouldn't assume that. I think Shaughnessy sort of did yesterday. They'll say, oh, I want out of here. You know, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't know how close he was with Alex Cora, but whoever they hire in place of Alex Cora, I hope is someone who is a player's first manager again, because that's sort of the way the sport is going, is they cater to the players. But in terms of a make good for the fact that the Red Sox, forget even just the make good to the fans, though.
Yeah.
How about the fact that they're not going to have incoming talent in their system? You better lock up Mookie Betts for a long time, because your high draft picks are wiped out. Mm-hmm. So you better sign this guy up and pay him and keep him here and make him a part of this team for many years to come, because the pipeline is already trickling, and it's about to go dry.
So fair to say that that ownership group has rabid ears, right? Like, they listen to everything they hear.
Oh, right? Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So they're very sensitive to public relations problems, right? Would not paying Mookie Betts maybe help divert some of the negativity right now?
To something else that's also negative?
I mean, but I'm saying, like if there was one thing you could do,
yeah,
to just kill the negative publicity of firing Alex Cora right now,
it would
right?
be to sign Mookie Betts.
Right.
It'd get the deal done.
Right.
It would take all the attention off of that and onto the fact that they retained him.
Right.
They're not going to get a chance to do it, though, until next offseason. And that's the choice of the player.
Yeah.
Unless they really want to get
stupid. Unless they really blow him away.
Yes.
Right.
How about that video?
Like, if you're Mookie Betts, like, maybe you're just like, I'm open to it now.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, what? Yeah. You got any other offers? Yeah.
How about that video?
I'll listen.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't say we would listen.
Right. And then, you know what? To his credit, he has said we'll always listen, but he said, I want to hit the market. I want to go out there and explore the market. Right.
There's so many clips and videos now. And I know Lou retweeted a guy that had the video clip of Jackie Bradley Jr. and Mookie standing up on the edge of the dugout.
Yeah.
And Jackie Bradley's like covering his mouth when Holt's up.
I didn't think anything of that.
Yeah, because like, can't he be guessing too?
That's a like that fastball. Is a
he's
dugout
saying fastball,
activity.
Fastball. But Mookie's looking like back and forth, like fastball. You think it's fastball?
That's
fastball.
A look. Dugout activity where you sit there and
try to guess,
and,
right?
And try and guess. I mean, that's part of being a baseball player.
Yeah.
Guessing what's coming. What am I looking for here? What's he going to throw me? And he's just standing on the top step of the dugout, going fastball, fastball. He's going to get a fastball here, and I'm like, I don't look at that as what. JBJ have an earpiece in getting the info? Was he looking at a phone? I could see if he like looked at an Apple Watch and then was like,
people are gonna ask that now. People are gonna ask that now.
I thought that clip is very overrated. It's a very overrated clip. You know who's probably having a hard day is Mike Francesa, because as he told us, he was in front of that dugout in the playoffs.
Nothing. Heard nothing.
He was in the playoffs. There in 2018, watching that Yankee series, he had a great view of the dugout, and he saw nothing.
He said, I was looking right at Cora.
I didn't see nothing.
Staring right at Cora,
and now
right in the dugout.
You know, he said there was none of that going on.
I'll tell you, I can tell you right now, I sat in the Yankee-Red Sox series right next to the Red Sox dugout. I mean, I could see Cora the whole game. He was sitting right next to me. He was standing right next to me. I mean, literally 4 feet away. I sat next to the dugout. You can see the seat I had that whole series. You could see in the dugout the entire series. I never saw them doing anything.
Yeah.
And I was there the entire series.
That is the coolest thing about it. When you sit next to the dugout, you can actually see in the dugout.
Yeah, I didn't even watch the game. I was constantly looking in the dugout. That's all they did.
I had the best seats in the house. You know, I'm looking right at
him. He can assure you.
Like I said, I get a
He can tell
there's
you.
There's nothing going on.
I can tell you he had something stuck in his teeth.
Nothing going on.
Yeah.
Sat right there.
You know who's also possibly on the chopping block as a result of all this? Carlos Beltran hasn't managed a game yet in New York. And he could be shown the door by the Mets. And that could happen. Because even though he was a player at the time, he clearly was involved as a player, right? And then was involved last year with the Yankees. Just listen to Alex Cora. He'll tell you himself. He's great sign stealer. Yep. Beltran, he learned from the best. So Beltran, and also Beltran lied to the media about his participation a couple months ago when this started to come out, and he had said things that he had nothing to do with, and then baseball says nope, he did. So he's now off to a bad start with the New York media
I mean, like, and the Red Sox getting rid of Cora basically shifts the focus over to the Mets.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know that it takes anything away from them.
No, but I mean, like, nationally now, it's like that would be the next domino to fall.
Oh, yeah. I think the Red Sox are going to be the continue to be the focus for the time being. You could also start to hear investigations of other teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, according to the people in Houston, there could be 7 or 8 teams they said that they believed were doing it. I don't know what evidence they have to prove that 7 or 8 teams were in on this. They've figured out who 2 of the teams are so far. So if there were 8 and the Red Sox are number 1, that leaves 7 other teams. Or 6 other teams, depending on however many teams were doing it. Carlos Beltran gets hired, and he may get canned before things even begin. 617-779-0985. We'll talk a little bit about Tom Brady with Burt Breer coming up next. Apparently,
some real estate talk.
There's no house in Connecticut. No house in Connecticut for Tom Brady, according to Tommy Curran. We'll get to that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
And I really amusing ourselves during the break looking at the photos of the home that Tom Brady was rumored to be buying.
I might be most impressed by the mudroom.
The mudroom is...
Oh, you get muddy.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It really is. It doesn't look like any mudroom I've ever seen.
You get muddy walking all that distance from the tennis courts to the outdoor pool.
Just
and
the worst.
And you track that, it track, in
yeah,
when you like go to just, the indoor pool.
And then the dirt gets all over the floor. It's the worst.
They got those cubicles like
for you need that mudroom.
Big board cubicles for the kids where you can hang the jackets and the little bench thing to sit on.
Yeah.
In the mudroom, you know what I mean?
I don't know if they have the cubbies there. It looks like there'd be good storage for like window air conditioners underneath that bench, but they probably have central air in that place, wouldn't you think?
Probably.
I don't know.
Put the window units under there, though. That's a good place for them.
Nice.
You're right.
What do the radiator covers look like? Are they nice? Are they decorative radiator covers?
Are they custom?
You laugh. One of the first houses we looked at, Rentham, like I fell in love with, this yellow house is like perfect, like brand new.
Yeah.
No central air. Like, what are you people thinking?
I don't know.
We actually came close to buying a house in Hingham where we found out the upstairs didn't have central air, and that was no go for us.
Oh, no, you'd be roughing it.
Leg sweat at night.
I don't know
how the hell you do it.
Central air is a requirement for me now. It'd be bad.
Oh, of course.
I lived in too many apartments in Boston that didn't have it, where it was just like sleeping in the summer was like you dreaded going to bed. So central air is like one of the things on my list. Like I have to have. You guys probably all have things too.
Where was this that you went to bed in the summer months with no AC?
In Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my apartment in the back bay didn't have central air.
Brownstones.
The worst.
My apartment in the north end didn't have central air.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. Well, we went to the south end. We got it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were able to survive.
Yeah.
What are you growing off your neck?
That's a piece of his headphone. Pick it off his neck for him. Pick it off his neck for him.
But this home, this home truly is.
It's lovely.
It is lovely. Nearly 15,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms.
It's rather tasteful, too, how the tennis court's set back and there are trees around it. Like, you're not flaunting it. It's just back there. Nicely done by the designers.
Yeah, so apparently the home has been under deposit since May. Your realtor people will know what that means. But I've been told that's an incredibly long time for that to have happen. That's very unusual.
Mm.
Let's hear from Tommy Curran, who said this last night on NBC Sports Boston about the future of Brady in Connecticut.
Well, why don't I tell you what I know?
Okay.
They don't have a house in Connecticut. That's it.
So it's hard to move to your house in Connecticut.
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
Join the club.
It's something that I was told a few weeks ago. I never had an occasion to really to share it. But then today I circled back. I said, all right. So there's no house. No, with someone else. Okay, is there a condo? And I'm getting the semantics. There's a very large apartment that the family has in New York City.
Which they've had.
And there's a home in Brooklyn.
Right.
They're not living in New York City. They're still in Brooklyn.
Listen, I can only tell you there's no house in Connecticut. This was framed by, I think, Greg, to a degree of, certainly with this verbiage, what if I told you, as this is dropping the hammer as to what's going to happen, and to just do a little bit more, that's not what's going on. Mm. So we're talking about something that hasn't happened. Doesn't mean he's not going someplace else. Doesn't mean his house isn't on the market. Doesn't mean he's divested himself from his best buddy's activities, any of the reporting that we've done. But this, to just stay solid on the reporting as we go through this, they don't have a house in Connecticut.
That was pretty cut and dry.
Don't have a house in Connecticut. They haven't purchased a home in Connecticut. That purchase has not happened. So it appears maybe they backed out. They didn't want it.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you guys what I know about like how he's sort of separated from the area, which is, you know, like with the Best Buddies thing is a good example, right? Like he just didn't want to make the commitment when like it's like, well, what if I'm with the Chargers or the, like some other team?
The Best Buddies thing? Yeah, unrelated.
Here's where it is related, okay? Like with the
Joe and I have been all over that since the day it happened. That is not related.
He wanted out four years ago.
No, but here's what I'm saying. Here's where I think it is related, though, is that like basically the reason that happened was because he couldn't fully commit to being here in June of 2020, right? So he didn't want to fully commit. So it's like I may be here, but I may not, so I don't want to fully commit to that.
But
right?
It's always set up right at the mandatory minicamp.
Right, which would be if
which makes no sense.
If he's playing somewhere else, would be impossible for him. Right? So, like, here's the thing. If you were Brady, and I know people make a big deal out of the real estate. If you were Brady and you did not know where you're going to be playing next year, and he does not know where he's going to be playing next year, where would you look to put your family? You would look to put your family where you're going to settle for the next 20 years, probably, right? And so I think that's all this is. It's like a real life application of what his situation is, right? Like we're okay. Like I don't know if I'm going to be here in June of 2020, so I can't do the charity event, and I don't know where I'm going to be in the like. If I don't know where I'm going to be in the fall, then I need to take care of my family one way or the other. So let's just go and create a home base for ourselves where we're going to be when I'm done playing. Which is going to be in the New York area. Makes sense, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I understand why people make a big deal out of everything. This is the greatest player who's maybe the greatest athlete in the history of this region, right? But like, there are pretty simple logical answers to these questions.
What do you think the market is for him?
I don't
say he hits free agency. Say they don't get a deal done. Okay, Patriots get the 13.5 cap hit.
Yeah.
Brady's off and running.
It's hard.
Day one, is there a big, big, I'm saying $30 million plus range per year, guaranteed?
All it takes is one.
That's what I'm saying. It's just one lunatic.
All
right?
It takes is one.
Okay.
All it takes is, I mean, maybe all it takes is Dean Spanos saying, panicking, and saying, we are at 20% of our projections, which is about where they're at. We're at 20% of our projections on seat licenses for the new stadium. We are facing a potentially humiliating situation in the fall.
20%.
We need to do something, right? And so maybe
they're gonna have to pay. Like they're gonna have to pay Rivers anyway if they keep him,
right? And like so,
so it makes sense.
And we'll have a tell on that because they're gonna the Chargers have to make a decision on franchising him, like in this 2-week period at the end of February, beginning of March. So if they do not franchise him, that would be a tell. So we'll know in a month whether or not the Chargers are planning to go at another quarterback. And based on the composition of the roster, Brady would make sense. I don't think the market's going to be as robust as some other people think. I don't think we're going to have six or seven teams vying for him. The main reason why is because either one of two things have to happen, right? Either Brady has to adjust to you, okay? Go into your offense, adjust to your personnel, do things your way. Or, and which I don't think he wants to do, or like you're going to blow it up for Brady and you're going to bring in somebody who can help coach his offense. You're going to learn his offense. You're going to learn his way. You're going to adjust to him. And how many teams are willing to do that for a 43-year-old? It's a hard thing to ask a team to do, but all it takes is one.
Change a bunch of stuff and reconfigure for a year.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this different than Manning. Because the Broncos did do that for Manning, right? But Manning was 36.
Right.
And so you could look at that, and at that point, logically look at it and say, there are quarterbacks who've made it to 39 or 40 years old and still been good. So we're fine. If we do this,
yeah, can it's do three it for or four or five years.
It was three or four. It's totally
worth it.
That's
an era.
And it wound up being like two Super Bowls. They won one, right?
Yeah.
And they rode that thing until the wheels fell off. And I would think anybody in Denver would tell you it was absolutely worth it. We got our money's worth.
Yep.
Is it worth it for 1 year when you don't know? Like it's a hard thing to do.
Depends on how many of those PSLs you want to sell.
And
like
that's
you said,
and that's the X factor.
You know what I would wonder? How many PSLs would he sell for them?
And I don't know that the like I don't know that it's that much anyway. That's the thing.
I think there's that
how many
automatic
Boston transplants are living out there.
Well, so I think there'd be a lot of buzz. I think in July and August,
like to the point where you want to commit to buying. I know the PSLs are cheap; they're selling them for dirt cheap, right, which has caused issues with the Rams. But is it? Hey, Tom Brady's here at the age of 40. I got to buy season tickets now.
I think
and commit to this.
I think what it would do.
I don't know.
I think there'd be a good amount of buzz in July and August, right? So in camp, you'd have a good amount of buzz around him, and then the first couple games there'd be good buzz on him. And then it's like, then what happens after that?
Right. But it would be a scene. Because it would be a total scene in a total scene-stirred town.
My experience, yeah.
I mean, the ultimate scene going on in a town where it's all about the scene. That's the place to go.
They respond to stars.
That's the place to be for at least a year. I mean,
Twy Edelman went there.
I don't know what the contracts are in season tickets. I don't know how long you're going to sign up for. I don't know what the agreement is. But
should be around 10 years. Should be.
Yeah,
that
I don't
type
know.
Of thing, a PSL
it's a good question,
like
Beetle. How many would they actually sell? You're going to have Brady here for a year or two. Are you going to commit to 10 years worth of season tickets just because Brady's going to be playing here for a couple years?
Yeah, I don't know how that works with the PSL. Like, when you buy it, do you have to guarantee you're buying the tickets for a certain amount of years?
Yeah, it usually is 10 years. I think it's 10 years. I think so. I was worried about that.
When we were doing, yeah.
But if it's only, but if the PSL's like.
But if you win, it works. Because look at the Patriots. Like, back to when it was CMGI, it's first and last year. And then and it's guaranteed you have to sign at day one. And it's 10 years. Mm-hmm. But if you win, man, you get everything. And they've been doing it for two decades.
And I think for the Chargers, the value here would be, okay, if we can get 2 years out of him, right? If we can get just
two years to get us up and running and
if we get 2 years out of him and we can build a lot of buzz and we can win with him, then maybe we'll attract 15-year-olds, 20-year-olds, and maybe those people will come into our stadium and maybe the families will realize it's cheaper to come here than it is to come to the Rams, and maybe we can build some momentum and maybe we can draft somebody behind him and maybe we can kind of get this thing to a point where over the next 2 years – we build some loyalty. We actually have a fan base now because there are zero Chargers fans in Los Angeles right now. And then we're sort of off and running, right? Like, so you could see some like business logic behind it. You looking at the PSLs?
I am. I'm checking out like, the price.
Dirt cheap.
Yeah, the PSLs for the upper levels are $100.
Yeah, I mean.
What? Yeah.
That's why the Rams are pissed.
Yeah, so I'm sort of looking at the lower bowl. And those prices are from anywhere from $500 up to $3,000 per seat to get the license. Then you've got to agree to the tickets. So,
right. Like a seat license, all it is all a seat license does is buy you the right to buy the ticket.
Right.
But the Rams here, the Rams seat licenses, and this is why they're mad about this, because they feel like the average NFL fan who like could take it or leave it, but might be interested in buying season tickets, is going to say, no, I'll buy, if I want to see 8 NFL games a year, I'll just buy the Chargers tickets.
I'll just buy tickets because the Chargers can sell me tickets.
Right.
Because they will not have the season tickets sold, but it's temporary if you're the Chargers.
Listen,
they'll do better with Tom Brady than they will with Phillip Rivers. It's just a matter of, I don't think that that's going to be a factor where they think, oh, if we get Tom Brady, the whole stadium will be sold out.
So the Chargers, season tickets. The Rams seat licenses started $1,000, and that's like the corner.
Okay, so that's $100 or $50 with the Chargers. Let me double check that price. Yeah, that's $100.
Okay, so how many tiers of $100? Six tiers.
There are 5 tiers at $100.
Okay, so the fifth lowest tier for the Rams is $5,000.
Oh, what's the top tier?
$15,000.
Okay, so the difference is $15,000 to $3,000 for the Chargers,
and that's why the Chargers are pissed. Or the Rams are pissed at the Chargers.
Because they're undercutting them.
Right, in a stadium that they paid for.
You know what the problem is? You know why they're pissed? Because it's in a stadium where they paid for it, but it's also in a town where no one has a strong allegiance to either team.
Right.
I'm not buying that with the Rams.
No.
Yes, the Rams have been there before.
If there was a team that...
Nobody feels strongly about either team.
If there was a team that had that in L.A., it's the Raiders. They're the one team that has that in LA.
And they're gone.
Yeah.
They are gone. Hardy has our headlines. We can talk more about Tom Brady. Get to your calls as well. 617-779-0985. What would the Patriots do without him? We'll talk about that with Burton.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to.
We'll talk
let
to
me
Brad
know.
Stevens at 12:50 today.
Should I stay or should
and then
I
we
go?
Will hear from Red Sox ownership at 1 o'clock. Their press conference live from Fenway Park. Right now. Bert Breer's with us. Let's go back to your calls. Greg is in Melrose comparing Alex Cora and Bill Belichick. Hi, Greg.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So I just wanted to get your thoughts on, you know, as it relates to Cora. You know, everybody seems to really wanted him fired, which he was. But Belichick also had the Spygate. Sean Payton had Bunnygate. And he got a year. He wasn't fired. So. To say I draw some parallels between, you know, what Cora did and also what went through with Belichick and why it seems to be such a big difference than people thinking that he definitely deserved to be fired.
So. It is interesting because there is far more anger and outrage toward Alex Cora than there ever was against Bill Belichick and the Patriots for anything they've ever done. I would also add this, though, as we talked about yesterday, the cheating done in baseball with the up to the second monitoring and then the ability to signal and use that up to the second spying in a game situation is far more damaging than what was done in Spygate.
Because it's one-on-one. Baseball's one-on-one. It's pitcher versus hitter.
Yeah.
And whether you're on a shift on or not.
But they're also not using the information in real time.
Right, you're trying to help yourself.
We're doing.
Like you're trying to find personnel groupings or something, you know. But you still got to get out there 11-on-11. Like Bert, we made the point yesterday.
Defensive hand signals is what they were doing.
It's the same concept as like why analytics work more in baseball than they work in football. There's more pieces moving around. There are more elements. It's harder to
do 11-on-11.
Right, like it's harder to
like you literally need to know run right off right tackle. This is ride 34 power coming, and here's where this is the hole it's coming in.
Right,
I don't even. Consider Sean Payton in this category because that was not a cheating incident. That was something else.
That was like a player safety thing.
That's not at all related to what.
Like they weren't gaining. The Saints weren't gaining a competitive advantage. They were just acting like a bunch of a-holes.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I think the difference is the ability to use it in real time and impact the game in real time as you use the equipment in game.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that the level of an impact of what was going on in Houston and in Boston in 2017 and 2018, it goes beyond what was happening with the Patriots. It just does. And so that's why I think there's more of the you've got to go, especially when you were told, again, much like the Patriots were and every other team in the NFL, stop doing this.
Yeah.
Not only was there a stop doing this, as the NFL told teams stop doing it, in addition to saying stop doing it, baseball said if you are now caught, you will face severe punishment. They promised that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that was true with the NFL in 2007.
Yeah,
they said the stop NFL doing just, it. It was another.
The NFL like kept and the NFL put memo after memo out, and then they actually warned him, like warned the Patriots, like stop it, like don't do this anymore, and they still did it.
It's good. Okay, okay. We know we're going to get in a lot of trouble, but we already laid all that coax cable. I mean, what am I going to do?
Maybe if you, maybe
got to go do pull it all out of there now.
Maybe if we like get the right sort of Fox on, NFL and Fox vest on the guy, like.
John's I didn't see any of that.
John's in West Springfield. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good. Question
Oh, good.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. My question is, you know, all this stuff about Brady and everything, that, to me, that's old hat. I mean, you should be looking forward past the Super Bowl to the draft. Why is it that the Patriots can never, to me, the scout team should be fired? I mean, the reason I was looking at it is because look at the guy number seven. I think his name is Hill from the Saints. Look at his repertoire that he can do. But yet, we in the Patriots can never find these guys. We can always find the low end, oh, got to, you know, pay them dirt money and stuff.
Wait, how many Taysom Hills are there in the NFL?
I don't know what this call's about.
He's talking about
You're
Taysom
mad
Hill.
That the Patriots don't have a Taysom Hill?
No, I'm mad that the Patriots don't develop and find these guys. I mean, there's a lot of talent out there.
How about like Julian Edelman? Yeah. That guy was drafted as a quarterback out of Kent State.
Yeah, they developed him in the receiver.
Yeah, but not in the beginning. He was drafted. He didn't come through for a couple of years. But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah, Taysom Hill's been in the NFL for 4 years.
You get one credit for Julian Edelman, you know, and you get a couple little credits. But all these other times, you've got 32 teams, and they're all finding these hidden gems. What do they got, better scout teams?
Oh, I think if you can criticize the Patriots, you can criticize the Patriots for their drafts, no question. Like, you can't criticize them for not, like, thinking outside the box. And
hidden gems? That's like their story of the Patriots.
Hidden gems. Yeah, I mean, like, that's one thing you can't.
The subtitle of the Patriots book. Hidden gems.
They drafted someone from Ohio State, and I watch every Ohio State game who I had never heard of. Nate Ebner, I'd never heard of him when they drafted him. I was like, who? Do they have the college right there? Like, that's thinking outside the box.
You know, I'm Mr. Buckeye, and I've never heard of
this guy.
Who's
this guy?
Yeah.
Do you know he's been a Patriot as long as I was? He's been there 9 years.
It's insane.
9 years.
I mean, Matt Slater's another one. Matt Slater,
like, to stay there 9 years when you're not a starter.
Matt Slater's another one. No one else was drafting Matt Slater.
Matt Slater didn't think that he was going to get to the NFL. He had no hopes of getting to the NFL.
Well, you drafted me?
Patriots were like, yeah, we want to visit. We want this guy.
They drafted Castle, who'd never started a college
game. Fourth rounder.
Right. Seventh round, right?
But you're right. Yeah, I'm thinking of the other guy.
They have no hidden.
If there's one thing that you cannot criticize them for, it is that
Kyle Van Noy gets drafted by Detroit, right?
They didn't work out there.
Yeah, this guy can't really play. Patriots are like, yeah, no, we want him. Oh, turns out he can play.
Ninkovich was the freaking Saints long snapper.
Vrabel.
Ninkovich was the long snapper of the Saints.
Brewski.
The Patriots will pick up off your trash heap like you wouldn't believe and turn that into treasure almost overnight.
They are experts at dumpster diving.
They're experts in the field of hidden gems. I would not criticize them for not being able to find those hidden gems.
Dumpster diving is the nicest way of putting it.
617-779-0985. I want to know who Bert wants as Patriots quarterback if Brady does make the leap and leave. If he decides he wants to go play for the Chargers in L.A., who do the Patriots replace him with? We'll get to that with Bert and more of your calls coming up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody. You will be a free agent in mid-March. Up until that time, you can only speak to the Patriots. Are you right now negotiating with the Patriots?
The contract things, I think a week after the season, I would say these things haven't even started to pick up. So that's really not my concern at this point. It's been about decompressing and resting my mind a little bit and resting my body and spending time with the people who have supported me over the last 6 months.
that shirt works.
Oh, thank you.
Like, some people wear check shirts where the checks are too small. Perfectly sized checks. The color's perfect.
For those who don't know, Zoe's directing this at Hardy right now. If you're not able to see us,
wear it with four different pairs of colored slacks.
Right.
It's good look. Do you wear that with khakis or jeans?
No, seriously. Like, that's
I almost wore khakis today.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, oh, I don't wear khakis. I'm going to put my jeans on like I wear every other day.
Bravo.
But
Bravo.
You're right. If
you wear it with white jeans in the summer?
If this were a Garanimal, this would fit with like four different types of pants in terms of color.
You could wear Nantucket Reds with that?
You could.
White
jeans. You pull that off, yep.
Pair of Ferragamos.
You know what the hell of it is?
No cufflinks.
I believe I bought this on a clearance rack at Dick's Sporting Goods 10 years ago. I think it was like
$8. I call bull crap.
Telling you. It's a garbage shirt, but you know what? Hidden gems. I'm like Patriots Belichick. When it comes to drafting, pulling shirts.
Belichick. You'll jump in that dumpster.
I will. No
dumpster
problem.
Dives. Okay, if Brady leaves, what should the Patriots do? Who should they have as their quarterback?
That's an interesting question.
Oh, is it, Bert?
Yes. And I'm stalling because I'm trying to think of an answer. I
know
actually,
you don't want to say
you haven't
say
thought about this until now?
I don't mind
the idea.
What are
you doing with your days?
I don't mind the idea of Andy Dalton.
Oh,
like,
God.
I don't mind it. Like,
come
here's
on,
why.
Bert.
Zoe's going to walk
We're
away.
We're not
Zoe's
doing that.
I'm not calling games with him.
Why would, like, give me a better option.
Jared Stidham.
Stakey.
I want Stidham instead. But I understand.
But no, but I do. You bring in Andy. Dalton as an insurance policy in case Stidham's not ready. You let them compete.
You're not winning.
Look at Tennessee. Look at Tennessee.
With Andy Dalton is your quarterback.
I agree with that. But
so what's the point?
I understand from a veteran standpoint. If you look at the guy and he's got games under his belt, like Tannehill had games under his belt. There's a reason John Robinson looked at him because maybe it's not going to be right with Mariota. We might need, and he doesn't get through seasons healthy.
Right.
We're going to need something to bounce back on, and thank God they had him. Because I think Tannehill has helped him. I understand.
Dalton has a better track record than Tannehill had last year.
If you look at him, he's 6'5". Can we coach this kid up? Make him play.
Right.
I don't know.
He can absorb. He's smart. He can absorb an offense. Like, he can be a bus driver for you, right? Like, he doesn't, like,
He's not going to be Tom Brady.
There's no superstar out there. There's no Tom Brady out there. You can't just pluck that guy. So I think
I'm not engaging in this.
Three hours of Andy Dalton.
I'm not doing it.
3 hours.
Well,
Gave you a better answer, and I'll tell you why.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Patriots pregame. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Kasper. Andy Dalton gets his first start as a Patriot.
Yeah,
today.
And the first break, I'm going to go to the bathroom and slice my wrists and put them under some warm water.
But why do you?
Okay, that's how pregame's going to go for that game.
Do you have an issue?
Oh, my God. What are we doing here?
Do you have an issue with bringing him in and having him compete?
Yes. I'll tell you why. He's going to cost money. And if you're going to spend money, just keep Brady.
These are the games we play for right here. We worked all season to get to this point. Now let's take advantage of it. Let's have some fun and play together. Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
Yes, shoot me. What do they call him? Red Rocket? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Rifle.
Rifle. Red Take rifle. The rifle and put it right to my head.
Okay,
and blow my brains out.
But you asked
Andy
me.
Dalton
but you asked
here.
Me. You asked me who a suitable replacement would be. All right, who's going to be available?
Okay, I'm Phil telling
Rivers,
you right now.
Cam Newton.
I'll tell you. Hold on. This is who it is. There's one guy on the list that intrigues me. It's Teddy Bridgewater. He's young. He's got ability.
They don't let him go.
And if he's available, I'd try and get him. If it's not him, then you get Stidham as your quarterback, and you draft another one this year, and that's the road you're on.
How about Mariota?
No.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Hell no.
Same garbage as before. Oh, yeah, Mariota.
This is why I'm with him, because if it's not Brady, it's going to be a $13.5 million cap.
Greatest name going, Hawaiian Tebow. That's what he calls him. But is he wrong?
No, but Bert's not alone on this. I've heard Dalton. I've heard Mariota from three people now.
Well, these are guys are going to be available.
That's why you don't go with that list. What you say is, we're not winning anything with any of those other guys on the list. Mariota, Dalton, whoever you want to name. So start Stidham, put him in there, put him right into the line of fire, and see if the guy is any good. And if he's not, guess what? You know, and you don't have to waste any more time with him.
I think
you go on to the next guy. You try the next quarterback that you've now drafted and you've had for a year, and you put him out there. Is he any good? Nah, it doesn't look like he's any good.
Which to some degree is
either hit or miss.
It's to some degree what the Packers did when Favre, like the year Favre retired, or Favre like moved on.
Right.
So what they did, if you remember, Favre announced his retirement. They're all in on Rodgers, right? They didn't know Favre was coming back. They go to the draft. They took two in the draft. They took Brian Brohm from Louisville in the second round, and then they took Matt Flynn.
Flynn.
In the sixth round. And so they backed up what they had. They said, okay, we like Rodgers, but we need to kind of give ourselves more options. Now, what I would say you do, I think the more conventional way to handle this, especially because I think you have some holes that you need to address with your draft picks, to me, the smart thing would be to carry three quarterbacks, have Stidham, have a veteran, have a rookie. I think that's the way to go.
Find me a cheap veteran. Find me the guy who costs...
Bridgewater's going to cost more than Dalton.
Well, that's because Bridgewater's going to play.
Bridgewater's good.
That's because Bridgewater's halfway decent. I'm not saying he's great, but he's a starter in this league, in my opinion.
Dalton's been to the playoffs five
times.
He
sucks. I know what that guy is. I want nothing to do with him.
Remember we used to pick
these are the games we play for right here. We worked all season to get to this point. Now let's take advantage of it. Let's have some fun and play together.
Delete it. You better get ready. You're going to put that in your imaging for Patriots pregame.
I'm just telling you. Like to
we're
going
to have to swap out all the Brady
Sean
stuff.
Riley, hello and welcome to Patriots pregame.
If you bring in one of these veterans, the goal with a veteran.
I'm the gatekeeper.
Whoever the veteran is, like the goal with the veteran, whoever that guy is that you bring in, is going to be get me to the next guy. It's not like you're going to win a championship with him, right? Like Tannehill, the reason the Titans traded for Tannehill was, okay, well, we need an insurance policy behind Mariota. He's got the injury issues. Can he get us to the next guy if Mariota falls on his face, which wound up happening?
This is so fun. I want to continue doing it with Bert Breer.
I'd rather.
Let's just start going through the names on the list with Bert. I didn't know how much fun we'd have. Bert's in favor of bringing in one of these bums and being Patriots quarterback. We'll do more of this coming up after headlines. There are no commercials.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How do you stay so calm all the time, man? Does anything irritate you?
Nah. Losing does.
Does this bother you?
Does it bother you?
Yeah, I don't know. You're starting to bother me.
My favorite Gruden quarterback set with Marcus Mariota. Hey, does it bug you? How about this?
How do you stay so calm all the time, man? Does anything irritate you?
No.
I have no soul.
Does this bother you?
Does it bother you?
Yeah, I don't know. You're starting to bother me.
I'm dead on the inside. I don't like you sitting there staring at me not saying anything.
I don't like you being all quiet.
How about this one? Hail!
There's the list. Ready?
Here's
the list of the free agent quarterbacks. Led by, we'll do it in order of their pay in 2019. Drew Brees and Tom Brady. Free agents. Maybe they can swap.
The old
switcheroo. Brady can go to New Orleans. We'll try Drew Brees on for size. You know, we'll do a switch. So Brees, Brady, Eli Manning.
That'd be fun.
No, it wouldn't.
That'd be fun.
What the hell would be fun about that?
Watching the world burn is fun, Beetle.
That would be fun. You know that Eli Manning to me would represent a bigger waste of time than Andy Dalton.
So that would be like...
That's what the hell are we doing here?
It's the reversal of so many things, having a Manning as the quarterback.
Yeah, you know what the problem is with Eli Manning? Is you have to win the games in the regular season to get to the playoff games that he excels in.
Yeah, maybe you can have Jed.
Hey, you got to win more than 50% of the time, dude.
Maybe you could have Jed Stidham start during the regular season, then go to the bullpen. Go to the bullpen for the playoffs.
It's a good one, Brian. So Eli, no. Philip Rivers. I don't hate that.
I don't hate it either.
But again, this goes back to my original point, which is what are you going to pay Philip Rivers all that money for?
Right. That's
just
what
pay
look at.
Tom Brady, you idiots.
Right. If Brady
they're
doesn't.
Not idiots.
If Brady goes elsewhere.
Yet, I'm just saying.
If Brady goes elsewhere, and that accelerates at 13.5, yeah. I think they're going to look at it. I think Stidham can handle it.
What's Teddy Bridgewater going to get? He's the next on the list.
16, maybe somewhere in that neighborhood.
Manageable. It's a manageable number.
I mean, like,
then you're.
He made 7.25 last year.
You're still 30
at the
position.
Philip Rivers?
No.
Oh, I can't stand the guy in real life.
No, I'm saying the idea of Philip Rivers.
Well, because Philip Rivers represents something better. I mean, Philip Rivers is a couple of years removed from being pretty damn good. He had a, you know, and he didn't look horrible this year.
He was just here last year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, divisional round.
He might have a couple of decent years left.
Right? We had them.
Pushing 40, but never won.
But I'd be against it for the reason that why would you not pay that money to Brady? So that doesn't make any sense to me.
And Philip Rivers.
I hate Philip Rivers. I can't stand Philip Rivers.
He's not leaving his compound with his 19 kids.
No. He could drive.
Well, no, I mean, he might. I think there's a chance he goes to Tennessee. If they
that would be
up,
interesting.
If they move on from Tannehill. Well, he's from Alabama. And so, like, that would be closer to home for him. The Colts are the other one because he has the relationship with Frank Reich and Nick Sirianni, their offensive coordinator. I have a hard time seeing him come here, but I do think that there's a possibility he moves on. If he moves on, I mean, again, like we said earlier in the show, what's really interesting about it is the Chargers are going to have to make a decision on franchising him between, like, February 20th and March 10th, right. Whatever it is. If they don't franchise him, that's a tell. That they are actually loading up for a run at Brady.
Let's continue here. Jameis Winston.
That would be
awful. What word were you going to use?
From an entertainment perspective?
I don't care so much about the entertainment as I do winning.
Yeah.
And building toward what the Patriots are already and having to sort of go through a cycle where they build back up to that.
It would be entertaining.
Waste of time. Mariota, we've discussed.
Yep.
And then you get into the real dregs here.
Oh, things get fun now.
Chase Daniel. Case Keenum. Chad Henne.
Chase Daniel's a legend.
Drew
with the amount
Stanton.
Of money that dude's made for starting no game.
The Colt McCoys of the world. The AJ McCarrons.
Oh, Nate Sudfeld. You had his brother for a little while.
Nate Sudfeld.
His brother, remember the big tight end?
Josh McCown's retiring for real this time. He doesn't count. Mike Glennon. Favorite of Zoe's.
Don, what's
AJ
his name?
McCarron.
Don Flamingo.
I like kind of like AJ McCarron.
Hey, Blaine Gabbert's going to be available. Like, look at these names.
Geno.
Look at the guys who are going to be. Oh, my God.
Geno Smith.
All the backups.
Yep.
All the backups are in there. Oh, man.
Where's Geno at? He was out in Seattle, right?
Hmm?
He's
in the Chargers. Chargers.
Oh, I thought
no,
he was.
No, he's back up to Russell Wilson this year.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Oh, was he Seattle?
He left the Chargers,
okay,
yeah.
He's with the Chargers.
Yeah, right. What a brutal list.
Chargers have Tyrod Taylor, right? Is he a free agent or is he signed again?
He is not on
that's
this list.
That's a decent stopgap guy. No.
Oh, Taysom Hill is also a free agent. He's a hidden gem.
Yep.
Hidden gem. Yeah.
Make our callers happy. They can go with him.
How about this, guys? If, say, the Cowboys don't put the exclusive tag on Dak. Say they put the non-exclusive tag on him, mm-hmm. which means you'd have to pay him and you have to give up two first-rounders for him. Would you do it?
No.
Steep price for that.
Two first-rounders for him? No. I could see paying him, but I wouldn't give up two first-rounders for him.
I don't know. He can play and get a quarterback that you know can play for two first-rounders. You're going to spend a first-rounder at some point, you think. Even if
and that first-rounder, and it's a 23rd pick, so it's not a high first-rounder.
I might do it.
That's not a bad deal. I bet other teams would jump
Brady,
on this.
Brady go to Dallas.
Yeah.
I'd take Dak. Absolutely.
Dak's a good player. Really good year.
At least Brady keeps the silver helmet.
Like, imagine Dak with Patriots coaching.
With
Belichick
with
and McDaniels.
McDaniels. Yeah.
The both of them.
Yeah.
That's,
taking up 20% of your cap.
But it's a quarterback.
But he's young. He's a young quarterback.
It's a quarterback. It's okay for him too, Jim. He won't take less, but Brady will.
Well, he should. Dak shouldn't take less. Dak's made nothing to this point.
He's made so much.
Dak made $600,000 this year.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
The guy can play, so
I know he can play. But so I just we've had this 20-year thing of the guy's going to take less to win championships.
Yeah, that's not realistic. Sudden,
you're going to overpay a guy to come here.
That's not overpaying. That's paying the market.
It's a way of – but, Zoe, here's the thing. It's a way of cheating the system where you don't have to bottom out to get one.
Here's a real question for the Patriots. When you don't get the sweet deal on Brady anymore, are you still able to do what you do?
Right.
See – and
but because he's like creating.
Because
like
that guy's not coming along again.
What makes you actually really stop and think about that Dak deal is because of the list of guys we went through prior to it. Because there's not one that said, "Whoa, oh, that sounds good."
Well, yeah,
you just read up 12 names that
because there aren't great quarterbacks that are just out there on the street. That's the whole idea of it. Like you have to find a different way to do it.
That will help Dak's market.
Yeah, I mean, like, and there's the other thing too, which is, do you?
Oh, I know Dak can play. Okay, I'm not refuting.
Like, say, like Tua starts slipping because of his hip. Do you look at trading up? You know, Justin Herbert's a little bit of a project. If he were to slip, would you think about trading up? Do you take a flyer on a project guy like
you? Were out at that game with Herbert, right? You were out at the bowl game, weren't you?
No, I wasn't. But I'll see Herbert next week in Mobile. Okay. Yeah, but he's. I mean, like you've seen him. He's physically. He's got everything. He just needs a lot of development.
Yeah.
So there are. I mean, I think it's. Again, I think it'd be smart. Like the way, and we've gone through this before, how the Seahawks landed on Russell Wilson, right?
Sure.
The Seahawks just kept throwing darts, and eventually they hit one, right? Like, so that.
They kept trying, which I give them credit for.
That's what you
like. You just keep trying.
Right. They brought Matt Hasselbeck back for a year. They brought in Tavares Jackson. They signed Matt Flynn. They traded for Charlie Whitehurst. And eventually they built this great team. Eventually they hit on Russell Wilson. Like, you have to keep taking shots at it.
And they were not afraid to do so. Not afraid to keep going after those shots and keep taking them. And it sucks while it's going on. And you're looking at Charlie Whitehurst, as you said, playing quarterback. And you're like, oh, I know there's no future here. But at least you were trying to see if a guy could play.
Well, see, be the guy with the right chest.
Yeah. He was the guy who looks like Jesus.
Yep.
Yep. Even the Eagles. Like the Eagles, they brought back Sam Bradford at $18 million per. They signed Chase Daniel, and then they wind up trading up twice for Carson Wentz. No one remembers any of the other stuff because they wound up getting Wentz.
Right. If we could quickly transition back to an earlier topic, we were talking about the ranking of the coaches in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Got a great email here from Neil, regular, frequent emailer to the show. He says, good morning, guys. Wanted to point this out. Andy Reid's last 11 playoff games, 3 wins, 8 losses. 2 of the wins of the 8. Or against Bill O'Brien, who we saw over the weekend have a complete meltdown and prove that he should be fired. That's me. I just added that part, not Neil. He says, Mike Vrabel, meanwhile, has 2 wins in the playoffs. They are against Bill Belichick and John Harbaugh. Here is the list of the Andy Reid games, his last 11 playoff games, which go back to 2008. A loss to Ken Whisenhunt, then a loss to Wade Phillips with the Cowboys, a loss to Mike McCarthy, a loss to Chuck Pagano, a win against Bill O'Brien, loss against Belichick, loss against Tomlin, loss against Mike Mularkey, a win against Frank Reich and the Colts, and then a loss against Bill Belichick before getting the win against Bill O'Brien.
And Frank Reich was in his first year in Indianapolis.
Yes.
And they were sort of the Cinderella.
11 playoff games for Andy Reid going back to 2008, 3 wins, 2 of which were against Bill O'Brien.
That's crazy.
That's why I put Vrabel and Shanahan ahead of Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. That is why.
And Kyle Shanahan looked pretty damn good in his first playoff game. And Mike Vrabel's looked pretty damn good in his first.
Don't you half expect the Kansas City Chiefs to screw it up this weekend somehow?
Isn't there a very real scenario where Derrick Henry rushes for like 250 yards on that?
Yes, there is. We'll talk more about that game coming up with Bert, and we'll get back to your calls as well. 617-779-0985. We'll do that after the action update.
Now, a look at the numbers with the action update on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for 98.5 The Sports Hub. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard. At Indeed.com/hire.
It's more of a quirk than a trend to bet on. Celtics games have alternated, going over and under the last 7 times they've taken the court. If that pattern holds, tonight's home game against the Pistons would go over 218. As for sides, the Celtics are favored by 9.5. Boston College is a 12-point underdog tonight at Syracuse.
In other games tonight, Holy Cross is catching 1 point hosting Army. Merrimack is a 1.5 point underdog at home against Bryant. UMass Lowell is laying 4 for its visit to Maine. For the latest odds all the time, visit VSiN.com. From Las Vegas, I'm Ron Flatter. This has been your Action Update on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How do you stay so calm all the time, man? Does anything irritate you?
Nah. Huh? Losing does.
Does this bother you?
Does it bother you?
Yeah, I don't know. You're starting to bother me.
My favorite Gruden quarterback set with Marcus Mariota. Hey, does it bug you? How about this?
How do you stay so calm all the time, man? Does anything irritate you?
Nah.
No, I have
losing
a soul.
Does this bother you?
Does it bother you?
Yeah, I don't know. You're starting to bother me.
I'm dead on the inside.
I don't like you sitting there staring at me not saying anything.
I don't like that pisses me off. I like you being all quiet.
How about this one? Hail.
There's a list. Ready? Here are the list of the free agent quarterbacks. Led by, we'll do it in order of their pay in 2019.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.